AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream, Big Bank here, Baby Jade here, special guest, Doughboy is here today Big Facts.
Doughbeezy.
The hell is going on with everybody?
I'm waiting to come here, man. Can't wait to do this.
What took you so long?
Y'all.
Us? Nah.
I won't fuck with me, man.
Bank man, get the fuck out of here.
Bank was goddamn trying to
do that shit. You be moving around.
Timing, though. You know that.
Show that.
Come on, man. Yeah. You know, you got to no. Nigga, I walked in the room, nigga, when you little of a conversation.
No, niggas don't even know. No, Bank, he played a part in changing my life. He played a big part in changing my life.
That's real.
Know that for real.
We ain't even got to talk about it, though.
For real.
Screen, what we doing?
What's up? What's up, Doughboy? What's going on back home first? Let's talk about home. What's going on in Cleveland?
Man, too much bullshit.
Too much bullshit?
Yeah, man. There's a lot going on right now, like a whole lot.
You think shit got better or worse after last year and the corona shit?
As far as like in what aspect? Like as far as like...
Let's start with the streets.
Yeah, nah. It just get worse and worse. That shit just... It's fucked up right now. Like a nigga really... It's a lot going on. But you know, I'm trying to just figure out like how to maneuver through shit and just stay on this path without getting too drifted off in that shit.
And how do you do that? Because you know your phone will probably be buzzing with a lot of bullshit.
Yeah, for sure. That's why I keep that bitch on Do Not Disturb. My phone don't even, like sometimes motherfucker can't even call me.
Like, you see, got your shit on Do Not Disturb, the nigga be saying you going with Hollywood and shit.
See, they understand it now. So it's like... A motherfucker like, you know, nigga, a nigga be like, damn, bro, you don't never answer my call. But shit, though, you know I ain't just doing it to you on purpose, though. Like, shit.
I'm not answering nobody's shit. Like,
ask him, call me right now. You gonna see that bitch ain't even gonna ring. I'm gonna show you, like.
Yeah, I'm being for real.
Yeah, so they already know how I am. Like, because I've been like that. Like, I was doing that for real before I even really just was just taking off that much, though. Like, I've been like that. Like, so I don't.
If you don't answer the phone, they gonna DM you, though.
So,
gonna go to the next.
Yeah, be like, all right, man. God damn. But motherfucker don't understand, like, shit, bro. A nigga hit you up and then be like, damn, bro, why you ain't text me back or why you ain't do this? But you really hit me up at the wrong time because I probably was doing this at the time and then you felt like a nigga was trying to play you on purpose, but it really wasn't like that, though. Because I really was busy. Like, right now, motherfucker hit me up right now and by the time I leave out of here, my phone gonna be flooded with missed calls and text messages and shit, but it's like, I'm really doing something right now. Like, what you think, I'm ignoring you, but I'm not.
Yeah.
So, that'd be the only thing. Niggas be in their feelings. Niggas be girls. I'll be like, bro, go on with that bitch ass shit, bro. I'm not with that shit, bro. For real, bro.
So, you been... Go ahead.
So, look. So, shortly after you got signed to Free Bands and, you know, became a part of the family and all that kind of stuff, you had to go away for a little vacation for, what was it, 18 months?
No, it was when I was in there for like 2 years and 8 months.
Two years and eight months. Yeah. So how did that affect you going from being signed to one of the hottest, well, at the time he was up and coming in the streets, to having to sit down and being confined and being told when you could sleep, when you could eat, all that kind of stuff, to knowing, like, damn, like, I was just out here getting ready to fucking go up.
Right. See, it was so crazy because when the shit happened, like, when I caught my case, like, I was free bands, but it was like, I wasn't on, like, I didn't sign, like, no paperwork.
Technical paperwork.
So it was like, after I caught my case, that's when I'm like, hey, I need some paperwork because
I gotta show these folks what I'm doing.
Like shit, yeah. We locked in, we already got that understanding, but I need this paperwork to make it real. Like, so yeah. When I did that and shit, that's when I really start. Cause before that, I think I only was around him for, I think I saw him like one time in my life. Like before that, like he had a show in Columbus and I went out there. Mm. But that was the only time I ever, so I really ain't really get to see no like this,
the full scope, the other of side everything, of the life. Yeah.
So that's why I was still up there doing dumb shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, I ain't really understand it yet. So it's like, after I caught my case and I got out, that's when
it hits
me. Like, hey man, you need to bring your ass home. Like, come here, cause you up there tripping and shit. Mm. So like, when I started getting around that shit and I started seeing how this shit go, like, I'm like, damn, this shit fucked up. Cause I know I'm about to have to do some time though. Like, no matter how in denial I was, I knew like the way my case was, like, boy, you just got caught red-handed. Like, you realistically not about to beat that shit. But that was like, damn, though. Like, motherfucker. Yeah. Like, when I knew it was real, for real, for real, when that nigga Soldier had me come to his house. I'm like, man, damn. Like, I'm at Soldier Boy house right now, though. Like, I'm like, that's how you know, though.
Oh, Soulja Boy, the first nigga.
Oh, you the first nigga to go to Soulja
Boy. That's why I told niggas. I be posting that shit. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do it for he do it. He did that, though. I respect it, though. Like, he really was the first rapper to really, like, to really embrace me all the way, besides Pluto. Mm. But it was really Soulja, though. But just, like, but going to jail after all that, just seeing all that, it really was, that shit was, it was definitely a, like, I was pissed, but then I was grateful at the same time, too, though. Because it's like, all right, because what I was just facing. It slowed you down. What I was, yeah, so it's like what I was facing. And compared to, like, what I got, like, I'm like, man, you can't even complain, though. Like, shit, I really technically only had to do 4 years. We're like, shit, bro. Like, I had a aggravated robbery and a shooting charge. Like, so it's like.
Oh, those are violent crimes.
Yeah, so it's like them, like, the worst felonies you could get. So it's like, and I had two counts of it because it was more than one person. So it's like.
Damn.
It's like, shit, though. It's a blessing, though. But they, like, because they had it in my plea that if I cop out to this, I got a potential to go up for 18 months. And after 18 months, I could apply for a judicial release. But it's like, little shit kept going on and I was catching like tickets and shit here and there. So my judge kept like, wait 30 more days. So that's how I dragged out to end up being 2 years and 8 months instead of the 18 months.
18 months, yeah.
So when they finally let me out, but even that, though, like when I'd be in jail and I'd be sitting on my rack and I used to be like, that's when Pluto really started taking off though, like really on some whole other shit. Like he was already lit. But when he started doing all that he started going pop star status, like when he was doing the motherfucking The Monster and all that shit came up, when he went on that run, the DS2 and the Drake shit and all that shit. Yeah. And I'm watching this nigga on TV, I'm seeing him on fucking Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon and all that shit like that. I'm like, man, what the fuck? Mm. I'm like, damn, man, I feel dumb as hell. But I'm like, shit, though. I got to get my shit together when I come out, though, because I'm like, shit. Bro, I got it lit though. Like I gotta focus on being in here. I know that shit gonna be there when I get there. So I just focused on being in there and got my mind together for real. When I came home, I just was on some whole other shit. Like I just moved totally different. Though. Like,
when you got out, what was the biggest temptation you had to erase?
I ain't gonna lie, when I got out, I still wanted to rob niggas and shit like that. Like in certain situations. Like, because it's like, I ain't come home and was just like, all the way how the fuck a motherfucker would like, feel me? Like niggas, and niggas mind, like a lot of people, like even from the city and shit, like from my city and shit, like niggas feel like I had it easy type shit though. Like motherfucker feel like, cause I was the only nigga who was really around rappers and around shit like that. So they looking at, oh, he signed it, da 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 da. But they don't know that that shit is a grind for real. Like just because you signed to somebody don't mean you just gonna, I don't care if a nigga could, he could post you on this shit all day and could do this and that and try his hardest to put you on, but you gotta do that work.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta do that work. So it's like, shit, niggas don't understand that I still had it, like, I had it hard too. So it's like, I was still in, like, when I got out of jail, I was still living in my city. I was still around the same shit. There's shit going on though. So it's like, I'm still right here, like, dealing with it. Like, so I'm like, damn, I be trying to get in the mix for real. Like, so I had to figure out, like, man, bro, how the fuck is you gonna really balance this shit? Like,
what was that one incident to make you be like, shit, fuck it, I'm a rapper?
Man, this is a crazy story though. Like, boom, man, it ain't nothing happened, so I can really say it. So it's like, it's some shit like, boom, we was at the club and motherfucking, like, when we go to club, we be like 50 niggas deep. Like, we be deep as fuck though. So it be like, it's always a lot of commotion and shit though. So when we was leaving, all my niggas, everybody drunk and just back there arguing with each other and just, but I'm like, bro, come on though. Like, we gotta slide. And like, motherfuckers drunk and wilding and not listening though. So I get mad, I pull out my, you feel me? And I try to just like, I was just about to light off a shot just to get everybody attention. You know what happened? I swear to God, nigga, I pulled that bitch out, I tried to do my gun jam, it ain't go off. Nigga, I look to the right, nigga, it's a police truck sitting right next to my car. So I'm like, damn, it just so happened that he wasn't looking at me while I did that. He wasn't looking at me while I did that. So if that bitch would have went off, he would have probably hopped out, killed me, or anything though. But at the time, I'm so fried, I'm not even thinking about what's really, like, what I really was just doing, because it could have went all type of wrong ways. Yeah. If that bitch would have went off, all them niggas would have got to pulling out their shit too, and would have got, it would have just, because nobody would have been knowing what the fuck was really going on, if you ain't just see me do that. Yeah. You feel me? So I'm like, damn, you tripping, bro. You just almost fucked your whole life up again. That's why I'm like, man, bro, you got to move smarter and I got an attitude problem. It's like when I got to switch, like, that bitch just go from here to there. Like, and I got to figure out, like, how to really, like, chill. Like, I still got to go through that. Like, I still be dealing with them type of situations, though. Like, like I got anger problems. And I done did dumb ass shit, even rich and all. With, like, you feel me? So it's like,
where you didn't come from?
Because it's just the way I grew up. Like, it's just, like, I'm just, I think I'm permanently like that. But it's like, I am smarter with it now, though, and I'm really starting to learn, though, like, lately. Like, even my niggas will tell you, like, man, he actually been, like, just, like, the smartest you done been in a long time. Like, because I've been guiding niggas in the right direction and shit. Like, no, all right, we don't do that. Like, I even learned how to, like, let little shit go. Like, and stop being so petty and stop trying to just really just be on niggas' ass like this and be like that. Like, because it's, like, it's so much. I see what's going on because I'm actually, shit, I'm rich now. So it's like, shit, bro. You can't do that shit no more. And I be looking at a lot of the shit going on in the industry. A lot of rappers like this, that the people not playing. The police not playing. They giving niggas game specs. They doing this and that. So I be trying to tell them, bro, nigga got to tone that shit down, though. Like, we got to, feel me, we ain't on that type of time, because I ain't trying to lose this shit again. Because it's like, shit, bro, this is all we got. Shit, nigga, I know if I throw this shit away, bro, that's going, it ain't even going to affect me. It's going to affect everybody, like. Like, I know exactly what my niggas gonna do if something happened to me right now. This shit out the window. Ain't nobody, like, niggas ain't about to be giving a fuck about no raps. Niggas is just on straight, like, so it's like, I know I give my niggas hope, and I give people something to be like, damn, we really got a purpose and shit, though. Like, I really make sure my niggas understand that, though. Like, like, we really gonna be somebody. Like, I want everybody to be rich. We gonna be, like, fuck all that other shit, though. We deal with shit when we got to, like, shit, though. But let's stop going on our way and just looking for that shit, though. Just wait till that shit come for us. Like, I'm really trying to really polish my shit up, though, for real. Like, I'm even about to chill on, like, posting guns and shit like that and doing all that shit, though. Like, I don't even want to move like that. I don't even want people to even just feel me. I'm like, damn, bro, I'm grown as fuck now. So it's like, shit, that shit, fuck that shit.
You think that's what your fans want, though?
Like, as far as, like, see, like, posting the guns and shit, I think I did it enough to where they know, like, all right, bro.
He got guns.
You know he got guns. Like, so it's like, shit, one thing a nigga gonna know, Like, bro, that nigga got a gun, bro. So it's like,
it's kind of redundant.
What you like, saying?
So it's like, what reason, I don't gotta keep showing.
What made
you
show him from the beginning, though? That's why I never asked a nigga that. Like,
because, you know what it be? It don't even be like a.
It's a prop.
Like it's like a. It's like exactly. But you know they be there.
Like it's not even like a purposeful thing. Like
the props just be on the set.
It's like Snoop Dogg with his weed.
And it's like second nature to pick it up. So it's like shit.
If the camera on right now, I'm about to grab my liquor and I'm turning up on the video. So it's part of
the lifestyle.
You know, it just be right. It really be right there.
Yeah.
So it ain't like, oh, we about to bring you and do this like this. No, that shit just be like that.
And hold it 90 degrees and then I'm gonna shoot it at the camera.
So that's what a motherfucker gonna do. Motherfucker down there can't help themselves. Like,
yeah.
It's just so it'd be like, but. I'm about to start setting ground rules. No. No props. We ain't pulling out no props in this video. Nigga so fried. Nigga, I'm going to look at the video. It's going to be one in there anyway. I'm like, bro, I thought I said no props. Niggas don't listen, bro.
So look, this is what I wanted to know. Like, with the whole Sada Baby shit, right?
Yeah.
What happened with that whole situation and how did it get to the point that it got to?
See, this thing. Everybody think I'm... See, people think I'm beefing with dude or something. Like, they think it's like... They think me and him really got some smoke or some shit like that. I tell niggas all the time, bro, I ain't beefing with him, bro.
So it's no smoke?
He beefing with me. I ain't beefing with you. Nigga ain't take my gun from me. You let a nigga take a gun from you and rob you. Who? Why you mad at me?
Who did that?
I don't know.
I'm saying, who let somebody take a gun from them?
Sada Baby.
Sada Baby.
Hold up.
He let a nigga take his pole, and nigga, you feel me?
So that's how that shit started with y'all?
Yeah,
that's so, where you from?
Detroit,
yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, how you mad at me? Because he did that. I wasn't even in there or nothing.
Y'all friends at first?
We was cool. We was actually, when we was in the studio.
But it's still just all words?
Like,
is it still just all words?
Yeah, man, that's some internet shit, man.
So that shit ain't shit. Y'all
that's what I'm saying.
Kill that shit.
I'm not beefing with him. He beefing with me. He won't let it go.
Well, as in what? What he doing?
He the one. Look, see, people be thinking like even how me and him even got brought to the internet or anything, bro. That shit happened years ago. I never said.
So it didn't happen recently?
Hell no. So it's like. I never said a word or nothing, though. Like, I ain't never tell nobody what was going on. Like, shit, if you just know, you know. You feel me? But it's like, he just been doing shit, like...
So how the hell he get out?
Because I exposed his ass. So look, I'm going to tell you how it happened. Nigga, one day, I'm like, I did an interview with Dirty Glove Bastard. And I'm like, shit, because I said something like I want to do a tape with a nigga from Detroit. So... Dirty Glove Bastard had posted that part of the interview on their page, like, who you think Dope Boy should do a tape with from Detroit? So, you know, fans on there comment, like, niggas saying, shit, fans saying Sada Baby. He responded to a comment, like, yeah, no. I'm like, why you even do that? I'm still looking through the shit.
Oh, you took that personal.
He done responded to another comment. So you responded to two fans, talk about, yeah, no, hell no, never. Like, you just responded to two fans. What type of goofy-ass shit is that, though? Like, how you let a fan make you, like, first of all, you came out your way to look at you clicked that thumbnail, you saw me. You clicked the thumbnail, no, you was about to watch some Doughboy shit, first of all. So you come out your way, fucking with me. So I was like, all right, boom, when he commented that shit and I seen that shit, I'm like, you know what, all right, bet. I ain't even exposing just yet, though. I just got on my story and I was like, all right, bro. Since you want to do all this, you want to tell the world that it's a problem with me. Tell them why you don't like me. Tell them why you don't like me. So when I did that, you know, it was a little. He made a big post about me. Put the post up, big long paragraph, and da da da.
Come on, son.
So boom, he wrote a paragraph about me and shit, talking this and that. I'm like, oh, okay, but I ain't even gonna tell people what happened though. So I let it go. Time get to going on and shit. I'm so happy to just be like looking at, I'm like reading messages from my fans and shit like that though. A motherfucker sent me a video, the screen recorder, and a nigga was on his live and was like, Doughboy pressed you. Da, 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 da. So you know, like, you letting the fans hype you up again. He like, nigga, Doughboy impressed me about shit, nigga. Da, 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 da. But That's like, bro, why you doing shit like that? Because fans say shit to me about you all the time, and I just look right over it. Fans say a lot of shit to me that I just look right over. You can't let fans hype you up to do shit, though. Like, so this my whole thing is like, bro, he really did this to himself, and he was coming at me. That nigga, he started that. So, like, if you feel like you got to be commenting on pages and you want to go live and you want to be talking about me, don't say my name. Dope boy ain't press me about shit. Man, keep my name out your mouth. Don't say dope boy name.
All that shit still some bullshit. All that shit can lead to some real smoke,
though. Exactly, though. So, it's like, it's one of them type of things. Shit. You doing this internet shit. All right, boom. So, I expect when we see each other, then what's going to happen, though? Like, you get what I'm saying? So you playing this shit with me on the internet, like, you know, it's crazy. Matter of fact, nigga, when he did all that, boom, that's when I exposed him. Right after he did that, I exposed it. I'm like, nigga, tell him how nigga robbed you in the studio with your pole. Like, tell niggas how you did, like, he robbed you with your pole, and you came running in the other room. When you came running in my room, it's so crazy, though. I'm already, my shit was out. Cause I heard what was going on, so that's why I told him, like, shit, nigga, I had that pole, and I was gonna blow your ass down, like, if you would have, like,
you think you had something to do with it?
That's his whole problem. That's why he don't like me, cause he really just, like, he felt like, well, I'm like, man, bruh.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
But had y'all had any previous issues before that situation?
Nah. Hell no. That was the homie. Nigga, when we was in the studio that night, we was about to do a song. He came in there and tapped me like, shit, let's do a record. I'm like, all right, when I'm finished with the song,
I got you.
Set
that man up.
Man, hell no. Bruh, he know I didn't, though. That's the crazy part. You did this
just
to your...
feel like you was there.
But it's like, how, if you got robbed by somebody you came with?
Oh.
You just know, like, it's...
You think y'all can have a conversation?
It's some other shit going on, so it's like, you feel me? I can't really, like, so he feel like, nigga, because, you feel me? But whatever, though.
You think y'all can have a conversation?
I don't know. Like, at this point, I actually, nigga, when the shit first happened, I'm like, shit, what's up? You got a problem with me? He ignored me. Act like you don't want to talk to me. All right? If you don't want to talk, you don't want to talk like grown-ass gangsters, then, I mean, that's on you. Like, I ain't about to, like, I'm not about to chase you down or keep trying to.
Out.
Cause y'all got no mutual.
Up.
Y'all ain't got no mutual friend.
Yeah, I mean, not that I know, not for real. Like, not nobody that could just. I don't know. Cause I'm saying,
if this is our words, this shit ain't nothing.
I mean, that shit. You feel me? I don't know. When that shit got it going on, though, his little manager or whoever that nigga is, like, I guess this is his bodyguard or whoever he's supposed to be. He DM'd me. He like,
hey, stop getting on the internet with that shit. We could catch the fade. I said, where is you at, though? Like, we don't got to keep doing none of this back. What's up? Let's catch the fade. Oh, you ain't think I was going to respond and tell you that I'm on that. Like, we could do that, though. Because if it's like that, I don't care. I don't care because at the end of the day, bro, I'm a G. So a nigga ain't going to – I'm grown at the end of the day. So if a nigga tell me, like, all right, boom, shit. If you feel like you want to catch a fade with me over some shit, all right, boom, let's catch a fade. We ain't got to kill each other. We don't got to do none of that. It don't even always got to be like that, though. What's up? So what you trying to do?
When a nigga lose and somebody, then the loser going to want smoke.
Exactly.
So a nigga might as well just go ahead and just, if it ain't nothing but talking, nigga might as well just let that shit just be that what it is.
For sure.
All right, we ain't got to never meet up. We ain't got to fuck with each other. We ain't got to nothing.
I agree.
Just going on. You go your way, I go my way. Because one day shit.
But it's like at the end of the day, what he's saying too, from what I'm gathering from this is, that's like the shit that he's on, but the other side keeps saying his name and talking about him.
Yeah, they keep picking on me.
Every nigga on my
I'm not even a nigga you pick on. Like, how you think you about to pick on me? I'm dope easy.
How you say they picking on you?
I pick on people.
How you say they picking on you?
Oh, I pick on people.
How you say you picking on you?
Because you keep, like, all them little comments, you keep talking about me, you keep throwing jabs at me. Stop playing with me, bro. Stop playing because I'll get on your ass for real. Like, don't do that.
Like it did.
Don't do that. That's corny, though, because it's like, dude, cool, for real. Like, that's why I say, I'm like, man, you got the, shit, this at the time, he had the whole lot of choppers going crazy. This shit with Nicki Minaj. Nigga, you got a hit. Nigga, you going crazy. Nigga, you on the NBA commercials. Nigga, you doing your thing. Why the fuck you messing with me? You worry about the wrong shit.
So he could hit your line and it wouldn't be nothing. But could he hit your line and y'all could squash that shit? Or is it past that, you feel like?
It ain't bad. It ain't never worked.
That's what I'm saying. It ain't nothing. So could he hit your line and be like, bro, fuck all that shit? Or you ain't interested?
I don't know.
See, you know what I'm saying? Come on. I see you with the boy Drake. Let's get to something. I see you with the boy Drake, bro. Y'all got a song. Y'all got a song.
Man, it's so crazy. Niggas is scared right now, man. They seen what's going on. You seen where I was at. You seen I was with the boy. Niggas is looking like, what is going on?
Got one to walk.
I just seen Drake put him up on his page. That boy said, ooh, dope boy always turn the room up when he walk in that motherfucker. Ooh, they ain't like that. Like, ooh. Nigga see that, nigga like, man, that nigga about to go up. Hey, all right, see what time it is. Ooh, niggas went liking that. Hey, know what's going on, man. You know Drake Big O'Reilly, man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
That's it, banger, though.
Man, what?
When y'all drop, when you drop, you don't give a fuck when it drop. You just know you got it.
Yeah, I know. I swear to God, a nigga came, my life complete. It's over. I did everything that I, like, at this point, I'm like, I don't even know what else I'm going to do. You going to have to bring Michael Jackson back to life and make me do something. Because it's up, I ain't going to lie, man. I love that nigga, bro. That nigga a real nigga, bro.
How you catch up with bro?
He been fucking with me for years though, like since I dropped Minivans. Like it's so crazy. I just so happened to click on his page. Like after I dropped Minivans, I just so happened to just be on his page one day and I just seen follow back. I'm like, follow back? Never am I not following this nigga back. Like, I don't know how long he been just sitting here following me and I ain't even know. Like,
and I'm about to DM crazy. You soon as I follow you.
Duh. What's up? Fucking with me or what? What's up, gang? Shit.
What's up, gang?
You fucking with me? I know it. But I'm like, shit, though. You know, that was a couple years ago. So, bro, just been, you know, he always just been watching me and shit, though. Like, we talk all the time and shit, though. Like we talk, like, on some other shit, though. It don't even be about music type shit, like.
What artists you ain't worked with that you feel like you want to work with?
For real. I just told Baby Ass the other day, like, hey, it's that time. Like, it's time now. It's really time, cause we been supposed to do it, but it's just like Baby like the one right now. I say it's Baby. Like, we been supposed to do it, but it's time now, Baby.
For sure.
Like, I ain't playing with your ass no more. We gotta do this song.
For real, by the one.
Come on, Baby. We gotta do it, bro.
Yeah, nah,
we
bro. In his pocket.
Man, he's so lit.
In the pocket.
That shit, That shit, I be looking at niggas like,
and he
like,
doing the right thing when yeah, he said that's moving, why he gonna last.
He moving so perfect.
That's why
like,
he gonna last.
He moving like he really on some boss shit, bro. Like the way them niggas whole movement is, like the whole four people. Like the, if you look at the way like niggas even moving right now, like it's like a like it's a whole like alliance like in the rap. Like you could tell like who fucking who and niggas really rocking though. Like like how Baby and ESTG and how everybody yeah, like you yeah. see like everybody just like you feel me though, and that's that shit hard though, but that's how it's supposed to be because niggas really just moving on some gang shit for real. Like
sure.
everybody clicked, like all the right gangs is together, like everybody mobbing, like that shit lit. Like you know, like even looking like Doug, I fuck with Doug heavy, like that's me and him, we locked in, like you feel me though, niggas like them, and then like even like Pooh Shiesties and shit like that though. Like all the real niggas fuck with each other. And then you got, like, this group of fuck niggas over there that we don't fuck with. Like, it's like, it'd be like, the lit niggas over here, we all rock with each other, and then you got them niggas over there.
little bitty fuck niggas.
Those little bitty fuck niggas over there, man. They be over there, the ones always just be trying to mess with us and shit. Like, they be just trying to... I be like, man, y'all niggas crazy, man. Y'all just want to be our friend for real, man. Niggas don't, they want to be embraced by their side, man. They want to be over here.
One thing we talk about a lot on Big Facts is like dick riding and dick riding in the industry. But first, what is your definition of dick riding?
Dick riding. Oh, my God.
Break it down.
These niggas, like one thing. Me personally, what I don't like doing, I'm not never about to force no relationship or try so hard to just force a relationship with a nigga. Mm. If you don't fuck with me, I'm not fucking with you.
Mm.
And I'm not about to try to be like the way these rappers is though, like they so gay and so like these niggas really be bitches like for real though. And it's so crazy. That's why I love the fuck Bank ass. He be on niggas ass for real though. Like
we keep hearing that.
No, like, man, if you just look at his page.
Go figure.
Right.
Look, he hate that shit too. He can't stand them niggas. Like rap niggas just be like, and it's a politic thing, man. Like everybody just.
What is dick riding? We never get the definition.
Yeah, it's like it's hard to explain. It's like you be in a group. Like oh no.
Doing too much?
You just doing too much. To, like, if a nigga don't fuck with you, why you acting like that? Like, you like you about to force him to be... Like, you been trying to press him to be your friend. Like, you going out your way to just be like...
Mm.
I don't know, man. Niggas be...
Nigga ain't even thinking about you.
You don't even got this nigga phone number. You call him your brother.
Mm.
Like, niggas be doing gay shit like that.
Yeah.
My brother. Up on a nigga. That, like, I don't do that to niggas that really not my brother. Like... Like, if I don't fuck with a rapper like that, I'm not going to comment on his page. Be like, hey, my brother, I love you. Like, if we don't really tell each other we love each other and we ain't yeah, really rocking like that,
yeah.
we don't do that shit for real, I'm not doing it.
Mm.
What the f- like, niggas just be, I'm like, y'all niggas weird, man. Y'all niggas want to be friends with niggas so much. And then, like, niggas be doing, like one thing where I noticed, like, niggas do a lot of op shit, too. Like,
what's the... Hold on, before you get to that. We're going to come back. Niggas doing a lot of op shit, remember? Mm-hmm. What's the biggest... See, I know you don't been on that road with Pluto and I. What's the biggest dick riding and shit you ever seen a nigga do to him? Like...
The way niggas... Bro, I was gonna nigga lick Pluto boot if he fucking stick his foot out and turn him to do
what they do, though. I'm saying, like, a rap nigga, what you seen them nigga do?
Them niggas is, like... Like, it see, Bank try to have me get on niggas' ass for real, man.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn,
no,
bro.
No, for real, though.
You finna sit out here all day in the lounge for,
no,
like, a female
no,
for
look,
wait
no.
on a nigga.
You know when a nigga, like, I could tell when a motherfucker don't want to be bothered with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So you just, bro, you see he chilling, bro. He walking around, this, like, he chilling, though. Like, he in his vibe, like.
He ain't on group.
You just
right now.
You just about to, bro. He ain't about to do no song with you right now, bro. So I don't know why you trying to sit. You about to sit in the studio all day. Just you want to sit around him, bro. Like you can't tell he wants you to leave. Like I promise you, one thing about my nigga Pluto, that nigga he ain't going. Bro, that nigga don't give a damn. I'm telling you, bro, that nigga don't give a fuck, bro. He don't care, bro. If he don't want to do that shit, he not doing that shit.
That nigga got boundaries.
I don't care. Man,
got boundaries,
man,
bro.
I watch a nigga be right. The nigga think he about to get his feature.
Nigga, be if Pluto have him, he'd have him all. He'd be in the studio right there, like
3 days.
He think he about to, he about to get his song. Every time he think he about to get on the aux or something, Pluto gonna hit you with a whole swerve. He gonna be like, man, I ain't never getting this song. Am I? No, get your goofy ass on.
Like, especially ain't got no.
If him, if it like, cause it'd be like niggas be just. He ain't even tell you to come up here, actually. You just found your way in the studio. You went through somebody on the side, somebody in the gang probably that invited you up here. Like, you think you about to work a whole move. Mm. You not working no move on him. Nigga, if he didn't call you up here to do this, it's not about to happen, I'm telling you. Mm.
That nigga ain't going.
He not going. Nigga put up crazy.
Nah, you ain't get to. You know how you might see a nigga do like, bro, you just said that. I can't believe you just said that to another man.
Like some shit that'll make you look at a nigga totally different than how you've been looking at him. Like,
That's something I would have to really think about. Like, I can't really like remember like no like. Like, I don't know, like a specific situation. It's just, it happens so often. Like, it's like, so it's like a nigga don't even pay that shit no attention. No. It's like, niggas is crazy. Like, the Future really God to niggas. I ain't gonna lie. He really a God. Mm. That's King Pluto for real.
Oh, you say that shit just so, it's like, it's normal.
It's so normal and so regular. Bless you. It's so regular, like, you, it's this niggas got, you be there. You know. It's crazy, man. That shit funny as hell.
Bro, I got them niggas goddamn make it like you gotta he that nigga's good, man. He got it down there to where you wanna tell another nigga to ask him something. He got it where you ain't even finna ask him damn nigga, cause you know it's a no.
You know it's a no.
Yeah,
you know it's a no.
Homie hesitate to tell you, nah, nigga be yeah. We gonna get to it. Nah, no.
It ain't time for that right now, fool. Pluto crazy, bro. He crazy.
It ain't time for that right now, fool.
Hell no, fool. You got some drink, though. You funny, man.
But y'all niggas in there going back and forth that day. You remember that shit?
Well, Yeah, because Pluto, like, you know, that's really my big brother. So it's like me and him be like, we go have a debate. We be goddamn, he funny as hell. Because he, one thing about Pluto, he ain't never wrong. Like, and I feel like I ain't never wrong. So it's like we be just sitting there not wrong. Like, it'd be like, he be saying this. I'd be like, no, da 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 da. And we just be going back and forth.
Nah, for sure.
He funny as fuck.
You was finna talk about op shit.
Op shit. Oh. Like, it's certain shit that, all right, boom. Like, boom, let's go back to rappers being groupies and this and that. It's like one thing, if I call a nigga my brother and I tell you I love you and we really like that, it's certain shit you don't do. Like, if you claim you love me and you claim you rock with me like this, and you know I really got like beef with this nigga, or like you know this ain't no rap shit. Like if it's deeper than rap shit and you know that shit just serious, it's certain shit you just don't do. Like, I ain't saying get in it. Don't get involved in it, but just like keep your distance.
You say like you see a nigga,
just stay out of it.
You see a nigga liking a nigga picture.
Yeah, you liking his comment on this, but how the fuck you nigga, you just told him you love him. And that's your brother.
So you
don't even know this nigga for real. You just being a groupie. Like, so it's like you jumping in the middle of shit like that you don't even got nothing to do with. Like,
so you feel like when a nigga, if you got a problem with a nigga, and if a nigga still got down extra this my man, you feel like you choosing your side.
You choosing your side. Unless
you coming on both eyes.
See, certain shit, like, because one thing what, like I said, don't get involved in nigga shit. If I been fucking with a nigga, like, all right, boom. Say if I fuck with you and I fuck with him and y'all both really my niggas, then that's cool to stay, like, it's cool to be mutual, like, to a certain extent. See?
Mutual, but not playing both sides.
Like, yeah, like, yeah. So it's like, another thing, like, what rappers do is, like, a lot of this shit be rap shit. So it's like, a nigga don't get involved in, like, rap shit. But if I know, like, y'all niggas, if it's like that,
You really gotta know. You have to choose, like, because you can't. Because if you with him, you gonna get smoked with him. At the, like, they not gonna spare you when they see you with him. Like that, even don't
one,
even
two,
go for
records.
Rap shit. That
one,
go
two,
for
three
that
three
go for that go for niggas in the streets. That go for in general, bro.
Everybody gets it.
If that's like right now, like nigga, if niggas I'm beefing with, like I ain't talking about no rap shit. Niggas really who I'm really beefing with. When I see niggas, like I see a lot of niggas who play both sides and shit like that. But it's certain niggas I expect not to do certain shit. So when I catch you doing that and you mysteriously wonder why I just won't talk to you, I saw that like and I saw that comment. I ain't gonna tell you that I saw it or nothing. Just know I ain't fucking with you like that no more. Cause you know what's really going on. And if you feel like you gotta be all right, bet.
Nah, that's
real. I don't
real.
Trust you. You can't be my friend because I feel like you'll set me up.
That's real. But when all that shit, like when that shit end, like when a nigga just don't have ops, like
it's impossible.
To not have an op?
Yeah, it's over with. Nigga not gonna
you think it's impossible op. For you or impossible in general for niggas, rappers and shit like that?
No. I'm talking about real guys. Like rappers, they don't even have ops. Most of these rappers don't even got ops. They can't tell you one nigga they really got smoked with. Like rappers just be rap. That shit just cute to them now. Like just to say, I got ops. I'll be like, well, bro, you want to take my ops? I don't want no ops. Like
y'all so need niggas. Dude, them little niggas in Florida, them niggas tripping. Niggas in E-Town, these niggas tripping. These niggas got ops.
See, but that's what I'm saying. Like.
He nigga tripping. Niggas is going to jail and dying.
Cause that's what I'm saying. Like niggas who really like
Atlanta too.
That's
this shit.
Situation
this shit.
That's
what I'm saying.
Warrant you to have a real op when
yeah, like
you have gone to jail
really,
and died.
That's really his op. Like them niggas really rapping about shit that really going on. Like most of these rap dudes just get on the song and be like, "Fuck the ops." You ain't even saying fuck nobody because you don't even know who the fuck you beefing with. Who you saying fuck? Who your ops?
Yeah, and address from? On
you talking about you talking about like the established rappers.
Like, yeah. The rappers who just want to be cool, but nigga, and we talk about like that type of shit. Oh, the way the rap game is right now, this shit getting realer than it ever been. Like, cause it's really niggas who blowing up that's really stepping. Like, they start like the way that the rap game is now. Niggas is really stepping on shit. Like this shit ain't like how back in the day nigga be just. Drop diss tracks and they just want to rap battle back and forth. No, niggas really about to smoke each other about that shit. Like, like niggas really not playing no more.
For real.
Because this internet shit makes niggas feel disrespectful.
That shit put that shit on times
20. For sure.
Like, that shit make it like, bro,
niggas is so disrespectful. Now, I be looking at a lot of shit. I'm like, oh, y'all niggas crazy. Like,
yeah.
Niggas be wildin'. Like, when you look at that shit, like, man, he ain't never just say that.
Like, niggas saying shit that you can never come back from.
He'll be like, man, what?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but
I don't feel like that situation with you and old boy.
That's some rap shit.
But it can go to that, though.
But it could be like that and just be over some dumbass shit like that.
That shit ain't gonna make sense, though. For neither one of
that
y'all to play y'all self behind that shit.
It'd be
that
stupid.
Shit ain't gonna make sense.
We about to, because then we gonna really be ops. Because then ain't gonna be no turning back if somebody get hurt.
Exactly.
Ain't no turning back after that point.
Right.
So it's like, shit, but that's why I'm saying, like, bro, why you messing with me? Cause it's gonna have to. If it end up like that, then what? On either side, it could happen. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So it's like, bro, that shit ain't even. It ain't worth it though. Like you said, it ain't worth it though. I agree.
So what's your biggest like right now? You feel like if it's one thing you need to change, like I need to change this to go on to the next level. What I need to do? What you feel like you need to do?
Polish myself up. Like that's what I really been focusing on though. Like really just. Like, just putting out positive energy all, like, I don't want to, like, one
and
thing.
Be a little bit less intimidating.
Yeah, like, because I don't want people to look at me like that. Like, even like the shit with dude, like, man, I regret even it even going there. Like, because I never wanted the world to know that. I never wanted to, you feel me? I don't want to be for nobody. Like, technically, I really don't want no smoke with nobody. No rapper. I got too much of my own shit going on, like. I don't got time to be dealing with, like, nobody got time for that shit. Especially if you a real street nigga like me, I'm pretty sure you got your own shit you dealing with, too. Like, that go for, like, any rapper. Like, shit, I really don't. I want to be in my career without having to beef with niggas. Like, I don't want to beef with niggas. Because I don't want publicity, that type of publicity. I don't want that type of shit around me. You feel me? Like, because that shit, that energy will really follow you, though. And that shit catch up to you. Mm. Like, when you put that shit out there and be like that, that shit will catch up to you for real. And a nigga don't really want that. You feel me? Like I said, I got my own shit I got to worry about for real. Like, real shit that I can't turn back from. Feel me? It's just like, so it's like, bro, I don't got time for that shit. I got in this shit to get rich and provide for my people and live a good life. So why the fuck is you doing all this, you working all and working as hard as you can to get to this point, if you just about to get to that point to and start acting like you down here? Mm-hmm. So it's like, one thing I learned to do is like, you can't let motherfuckers like make you crash out. Like, you gotta brush certain shit, you gotta just let go, because it come with the territory. Like, niggas gonna talk shit to you. Niggas gonna say this and that. Niggas gonna do. You can't run from that. What you gonna do? Kill everybody in the world?
What's your next step to like better yourself? And to
stop. I ain't motherfucking. I ain't trying to do nothing negative on the internet no more. Mm. Like, I don't really.
That's a good place to start.
I don't want to really do like negative shit. Like, I want to do positive shit. Like, I want to fucking goddamn get back to the city, do shit like that, show people that I'm really a good person aside from all that shit y'all think. Like, feel me? I don't want to be like that.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Do you think that's straying away from the core of Doughboy? Like,
see, this one. I've been seeing how this shit go, and I've been seeing niggas in the game really dying and shit like that though. Like, and it's all behind fans. Like,
yeah.
Like, so one thing, I ain't about to let no fan, no goofy ass nigga on the internet who don't know nothing about no street shit tell me what's street and what's not and how to live my life.
Gas you up.
What real. I should do. So that's not, I'm not about to let a fan do that. I don't care what you say about me. Call me a bitch, say this and that. So I don't care. You better post that shit on the internet and a million miles away. Don't say that shit around me. I don't care. If it ain't, like, you feel me? If it ain't threatening me or harming me, I don't care about it. Say what you want about me. Say this. And I ain't cool. I ain't letting no fan gas me up to do no dumb shit. You're not about to tell me what I should do. Like, you need to go do that. Fuck you, nigga. You need to go do that. You talking about? You can't let niggas gas you up. That's what these rappers need to stop doing. Stop letting fans gas you up to do shit.
Mm. You feel like you got to get out of Cleveland, though? No? You got to stay out of Cleveland?
Hell yeah. I don't be there. Like, I do. I go back, like, here and there, but it's nowhere near, like, how I used to. Like, I'd just be out there and, like, they'd be like, bro, what the fuck is you doing here?
Like, is there some niggas out there dissing you that'll never get heard? Like, niggas out there with songs we ain't heard. Like, you know how niggas be having shit going on in their own town. Niggas don't know about it. Be niggas got to have a real beef with a nigga dissing a nigga and shit.
Yeah, I don't think I ever heard a diss track. I don't nigga ain't diss me. I don't know about no diss.
I'm just saying shit.
I don't know. I don't think a nigga ever.
So why?
Cause I don't think nobody ever. I ain't heard nothing. Not nothing that I heard.
You know what I'm saying? Would you respond to that shit?
I ain't never heard it.
You don't know how you feel till you feel it.
I ain't never heard it, so I don't know.
Yeah. So what make you want to stay out of month though?
it's like shit though. A nigga really got shit going. So it's like, all right, boom. Another thing, especially with me, I'm like, I'm all we got right now. So it's like, I'm really like a fucking target. So in my city, it ain't too many niggas that's like, you know, one thing. But I hate this shit. I hate that it gotta be like that, because a motherfucker, I wanna be able to be comfortable in my hometown and shit like that. It's like I am, because the way I move, but it's like a nigga will really wanna do that just to say that he, like, niggas really will try to get clout off saying he did something to me. Just cause it don't, like, you really gotta, I gotta really watch my back though, like for real.
Yes, around him.
And then really was, I got a lot of shit going on there though. So it's like, a nigga down there be beefing with like so many different niggas. Like, you don't never know what's going to, or where you go. The city's so small, you liable to bump into a nigga anywhere you go. So even when I go to the city, I don't be ducking nothing though. Like I'm outside. I'm like, I got 50 niggas with me. This was going on. Like, so it's like, I got to step correctly, though. So motherfuckers, like, this was another thing what I've been trying to do. I'm really trying to clean up my image, like, because the police out there don't like me. They don't be wanting me to come in certain clubs. They don't be wanting to put my face on certain flyers. Like, it's certain shit I can't do because of shit that be going on. Like, so it's like, I'm trying to fix that up because I don't want to have to move like that. I don't want it to have to be like that. Like, I want to be able to, like, make a positive impact on here. Like, I don't want it to be like, don't go in there. Don't go to the dope boy can't come in there because they got down. Them niggas gonna come in here and fuck the whole party up. Like, and the niggas be really shook of a nigga. Like, and I want to get people out of that because I don't want y'all to think that's the type of time I'm on. I'm grown now. I ain't on that shit no more. Like you feel me though? It's like I said.
How you think you gonna do it though? Like, what steps you taking to correct that? What you doing?
Shit, I've been trying to think before I act on shit. Like, I even, you know what I just started doing? I recently just started, like, trying to have security with me and shit. Like, just trying to a rapper. Like, trying to do rapper shit, though. Because my niggas my security. But I start realizing, like, that be the shit that really makes shit a problem.
That be causing a problem.
Because it be, like, you gotta think, if we all right, boom, we come walk in the club, we trying to get through, and my niggas pushing niggas out the way and shit like that, a nigga gonna take it a whole different way from a security guard telling you to move and a regular nigga telling you to move. Yeah. Then these niggas don't know how to talk. They ain't even respectful or nothing, though. Nigga, move. Nigga, get the fuck out the way. Some niggas ain't going for that shit, though.
A lot of niggas ain't going. Yeah, nobody, though. Really.
Niggas ain't about to let you push. Ain't nobody going just for that shit.
Right, right, right.
Nobody.
Yeah.
So it's like, bro, you got to do that to be, unless you want to fight everywhere you go and want to be shooting and doing all that weird shit. Like, it's not worth it, though. And then a lot of the times, what I realize, I like having security because I don't always want, like it be girls, too. They be problems, too. Like, I don't want these motherfuckers in my section and shit like that. Like, I want my shit to be right. So it's like, you got to have security to have shit organized. And it's also, I like the way it look. It look professional.
For sure.
You look like a fucking rapper when you walk around with a security guard. Like, motherfucking nigga, I just did that.
He beat.
I went back to the city just the other day, like not too long ago. My motherfucking nigga, he just dropped a movie. He had a movie and shit. Ray Jr. and shit. Dropped a movie.
Shots to Ray Jr. Junior.
My nigga.
Ray
Junior. So he had a movie premiere. So I flew back. Like, I swear to God, it's so crazy. I'm like, man, so I really want to go back to the city and shit. I'm in the house, though. I'm in Atlanta. And I'm like, man, damn, that movie premiere tomorrow. Nigga, I'm at 4, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm listening to motherfucking, I wasn't going to go, though. And I'm like, man, I don't feel like going back to the city right now, man. There's a lot of shit going on, man. Like, I need to stay back. Nigga, I'm listening to that motherfucking, that having my way. My shit, I'm the king of that bitch. Y'all tripping. I'm in there. I gotta be at that event. Like, so motherfucker, I go up there, but it's like, Ray even tell me, like, when I get there, he like, dope, I ain't got time for your shit. Da, 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 da. I had to fucking, me and Ray had to yell at each other for 30 minutes about getting me passes. He like, I only give you this many passes to come through the motherfucking, through this entrance. He called the lady who was supposed to let me in, like, to take care of my shit, specifically had us on three-way. Don't let him come in there with 30 niggas. So I had to go in there like that with a little security and shit like that, but I had my niggas come in through, you feel me? Like, we linked up.
Alternative entry.
Yeah, like, nigga, yeah. we gonna link up, though, right? You go. I mean, it is, he know how I am, though.
Yeah.
Ray know. Like,
Ray silent, though.
Yeah, for sure. Ray know what's up, though. So he like, but he be telling me, like, he give me good advice, though. Like, he really tell, like, though, you gotta be positive. You gotta, like, show niggas in the city that is love there, like, cause niggas look up to you for real. So if you being negative, that give niggas reasons to be negative. So if, like, if you ain't showing love, if you showing love, a nigga can't even really say nothing to you. Like, if you spread positive shit, if you helping the city, like, one thing I'll be trying to put niggas on, like, niggas that I don't even gotta know you or nothing, though. Like, I do shit, like, I do feature giveaway. I'm like, hey, tag a rapper from the city. Like, who lit? Who doing what? Niggas really tag them. I really do the song with them, shoot the video with them, and put the video on my page. Like really trying to do it. But it's like shit that a nigga don't really have to do, but it's shit I want to do because I'm all we got. So I got to be the voice. So I want to help niggas. But like, nigga, just the other day when I was in that event, nigga, I had my security with me, and he just do shit like this. I want to go to the bathroom. He say, no, I got to go in the bathroom first. He makes sure, I'm like, I like this. Like, I can't even go pee. I like shit like that, though. I like it, though.
I'm important.
I feel important as fuck, though.
Yeah.
And the way people looking at me is so crazy because I'm really
presidential.
Like, and I'm really seeing how, like people in the city just love me, though. Like, oh, really? Like, they scream. Like, I seen a whole nother level of my fan base. Like I'm like, damn, bro, you really him, though. Like, and I'm walking away from the security, like, you feel me? I'm dapping niggas up, I'm talking to niggas, and I'm just walking around that bitch like a regular nigga. So they like, niggas love that shit, though. But that security guard, he make me, and then he had he a little fake officer, too. He got the officer on it, like, he looked like a nigga. He telling the cast security what to do. They like, shit, oh, he look like he the one, you gotta listen to him. Motherfucking, it's so crazy. Nigga, just the other day, though, I went to the shit, the tank fight. And it's just like, me just seeing like how I walk around. And like,
you be trolling too. I see you say got that. Nigga.
No, for real though. Oh God, though. No. I was really salty in that bitch. I'm like, man, no. Cause they was trying to say like he was down on the undercard and shit like that though. And dude was like, he was hitting my nigga. So, you feel me?
They was fighting.
Tank, like, that's my homie though. So yeah. It's like, he was really hit my nigga though. I'm like, no, fuck, I don't like that shit. Tank ass got mad. I'm like, yeah. Got the beating bitch. Knocked bitch out 4 times in a row. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, Tank.
No fried up.
Yeah, Tank. But that shit, I definitely though. I'm trying to move different though.
What you feel like so far the best moment in your rap career to you? Like, time you felt like, boy, I'm that nigga.
Just literally them last two, the shits that just happened, the tank fight and the Cleveland event. Just walking around them arenas and just the way people, because it's like niggas always be like, oh shit, that's dope, bro, what's up? But when niggas fanning out and like running up on you and shit, like I'm getting chased down elevators and shit like that. Like it's for real though. Like I'm like, damn. This shit really, I'm really a star, like, and just for me doing that in Cleveland, and then when I came out here and they was doing the same thing, man, bro, we was just talking about that shit, like, he like, man, everybody just, wow, cause he when we was at the tank fight, he like, man, pretty acting the same way they was just acting up there.
The bitches.
I'm like.
What about the females?
The females actually better than the niggas.
See, girls nowadays, they be chilling. Like, they, because, you know, a bitch, like, she gonna try to be on some bougie shit, like, the trying to act like.
They the new bosses.
Yeah, bitches not running up on niggas no more. Mm-mm. They not running up on niggas.
These niggas running up on niggas.
Right.
Niggas crazy. Bitches, like, even if she your biggest fan, she not about to run up on you screaming. Unless she at a concert or something, like, she need to be doing that. But bitches ain't going out their way running up on screaming on niggas and shit.
Mm. For real.
These niggas crazy.
So speaking of
what's the weirdest shit just a nigga done did, though? Like, ask for, like, what kind of picture, what kind of, like.
Man, it was like a couple months ago when I was in my city and shit. I was at the motherfucking, like, I was out at the arcade and shit, though. Like, I was with my mama and my son and shit. And dude walked over to me and he like, "What's up, dope? Can I get a picture?" I'm like, "All right, boom." Take the picture with the nigga. Like, "All right, listen to this real quick." And then when nigga sit there and really try to play you his mixtape, like, you got you trying to listen to the shit like this. I'm like, okay, like, bro, chill, though. Like, just give me your Instagram and shit like that. And then whatever, though, like. Don't be trying to. You see me with my
lightweight press.
That
lightweight press.
Yeah, like you chill, like, bro.
Lightweight press. That's what that be like.
For real, though.
Listen, like, to this. I already got it written. Listen to this. Put it in your ear.
Listen to this. What's your email? Or no, nigga, ask you for your whole phone number. Nigga be like, "What's your number, bro? Let me see your phone." He think you about to call me. You about to call my manager, goofy. Niggas be tripping. Like, I'm just, exactly, though. A nigga not gonna just do that. But it's like, I don't be wanting to be a dickhead and be like, "Hey, bro, get the fuck out my face, though." Like, you feel me? Because I don't want people to look at me like that. But chill, though, before I get mad. And then I'm, you feel me? Mm-hmm. So that's why I need security, because I don't like niggas running up on me doing that.
Go ahead, Jay.
No, I was just going to say, like, speaking to, like, fans and the people that love you and all that kind of stuff, is there a Mrs. Doughboy?
Nope.
So you're single like a Pringle, ready to mingle?
Oh, really?
For real. That's a distraction.
Hell yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. I really came to the conclusion, I really realized that girls is really a distraction.
Based off of?
Because they'll stop you from doing shit that you should have did. Like, it could be something as simple as, like, "All right, boom, I need to be at this event." Like, this is, it's like, it's important, though. Like, you a rapper, like, so you gotta be a certain shit because you know you should just be there. A bitch will tell you, like, "No, you're not going," because she worried about you going in there talking to bitches, and a bitch won't want you to do that. So it's certain shit that you would do if you were single. You would have did this. I would have took that flight. I would have went out of town, and that probably would have happened. But it didn't happen because you would miss out on a big opportunity.
What if it's the type of women you're attracted to?
It might be. Bitches too. You know what? My nigga was just telling me this. Like, bro, you talk to all, like the type of girls you go for is, like, they all look alike. They all be on the same shit.
Like, same attitude and stuff.
Like girls nowadays, I swear to God, bro, this shit is sick. It's fucked up.
What you mean?
Like, the way they is, like especially with, like, the money shit, and, like, they stepping on niggas, like.
I want to watch our back.
Bitches, man, what? They on, man. And then it's like, they got
who you think fucked it up, though? Who you think fucked it up? Like,
man, them city girls, man.
Nah.
No.
Nah, it was before them.
It messed up for city girls.
Yeah, it was before them. I'm saying, who you think fucked it up? Like, making these bitches feel like a nigga's supposed to get them as soon as they meet you up or by your Benz.
Damn. No, then again, I ain't gonna lie, my mans.
Pluto.
My fucking mans.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, it's his fault.
Yeah. Pluto. I'm telling you, bro.
Because He brought out red bottoms,
all that.
He cold, bro. Like,
brought it out.
Cold.
Like, I feel like he explored both sides, though. He'll give it to him too. Like,
man,
he gives it to the ratchet.
He make what these niggas want to do it.
Oh, you talking about look, that type shit? Okay.
And make these bitch feel like you supposed
Pluto,
to do it.
Pluto. Really, he really boss his bitches up. Like, he really do that. Like, and I'll be like, man, what? Like, he spent so much. I'm like, man, that nigga go crazy. Like, when he fuck with a bitch, he fuck with her. Like, and then it'd be like, damn, bro. Like that shit really, that make it hard for a nigga, though, because bitches got niggas like him. So what the fuck you think she about to, like?
Then they making songs about it. Make mind the bad. What that song is?
I'm buying a Lambo truck and doing shit like that.
What that song is on? What that shit is?
Man, we'll make it hard, I'm gonna make it hard for the next nigga to spoil you and
said money man.
I mean, who the hell? Money bag.
Make it hard to spoil
both of my niggas.
Though,
I fought
like,
money bag and money bag. But
that shit crazy.
Ain't that just the name of the song, right?
Yeah. But that's
gonna make it hard for you.
They serious.
Harder for the next.
That shit really like that. That shit really like that, cause girls' minds be poking. You gotta think of if a bitch used to fuck with niggas like that, that really be on, like, there's a lot of rich niggas out here that spend a lot of money on girls, and
you got niggas out here trying to keep up with that shit, doing it with they last.
Yeah, for sure. They gonna do it to make sure this girl feel like he that nigga like that. Some niggas is them niggas. Some niggas be trying too hard. You gotta know. You gotta just stay in your lane, man. Cause you'll go poor Bono. Real talk.
That shit is dropping the bucket for them niggas.
Man, them niggas, they do that shit cause that shit is nothing. Literally, like, they don't give a fuck. Like, I'm about to give you 50 racks. I don't care. Like, I'm like, man, you about to do what? That shit be crazy. I mean, it's like, see, I spend a lot of money on girls, but it's like, I don't do shit like that. Like, I always said I wouldn't, but I have been doing it. And it's like, man, damn, bro, you turned to a sucker. But it's like, I don't do shit like that. I ain't about to give you 50 racks. Just
but see, like, for some
you
niggas.
Just, goddamn, just, you, yo, pussy fire, you not even my bitch or nothing. Like, you just passing out that shit.
But like, for some niggas, women and females and shit are, they're, you know how everybody got their vices? Mm. Some niggas. Vices are like doing shit for women,
right,
like
for sure.
You know what I'm saying.
Niggas
so it's like,
no,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, like
for
some
sure.
Niggas like drugs, some niggas like jewelry, other niggas like bitches.
For sure.
And then when you do all that, it really be like when a nigga goddamn get your bitch after you, they still gonna always be like that bruh bitch.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
And the nigga can't
like,
do more than you've done.
Yeah, like bro, like, exactly. That my bitch.
She always
bro.
Gonna be yeah, she his bitch. Like
yeah,
for sure. So it's like nigga gotta just.
And once you had a nigga
like that, so I give up. Cause there's nothing about these bitches, like they all fuck with like this, the world like so small, like everybody just fuck with each other. Like you probably not gonna find a bitch that ain't fuck one of your niggas. Like especially like if you got like rap friends and shit, your bitch didn't fuck somebody. Like unless you just find one of them right ones though. That's why I said the ones I'd go for, it'd be like that. But it's shit in the world that ain't did that though. It's
nah,
some girls
sure.
who ain't.
Nah. You, I'm saying you know it's
who
one
ain't
big
never
circle.
Even been exposed
it's
to
a whole
other
world,
yeah.
It's a whole other world, bro. It's a whole other world. If she over there in that world, but
she in the industry, you better leave her alone. If she be around rappers, bro, just give up. She done
did it. Them 200-300 follower bitches.
She fucking did it. You gotta go get you a girl who probably never been around.
She been around rapper. She did.
That's the most you better be in the crowd at a concert.
That nigga said,
"In the nosebleed."
So what?
He said she done been around the rapper. She done did that.
She dead. She dead. Telling you exactly. Never left the city. Ain't never did nothing though. You gotta get one of them and then like turn her up.
Oh, them bitches be. Cause this shit different now.
Yeah.
You even just want trips.
Yeah, for real.
It's trips real. Time. You even want to go on some
trips.
Boats. Mm. All that other shit. I had to eat.
Nigga,
all that shit over.
That's how you coming at me.
I
want to
go get on a boat.
All they want to do is kick it. That's all they do is just every day they find, they be around each other like, oh, bitch, call that one nigga.
You can't blame them, though. You can't blame them, though.
No, I can't. Because these niggas doing it. I'm like, man, y'all girls got it so easy. Y'all don't got to do nothing but look good and get fucked. And you taken care of. You don't gotta work. You don't gotta do nothing. You just look good. And it's lit for you.
That's a blessing.
That's a blessing.
That's a blessing.
That's the video for sure.
Dobo, we appreciate you pulling up on us, man. What's next for you?
Man, I'm about to drop this motherfucking album, man. I'm about to motherfucking go crazy, man.
What's the
I'm about
name
to go number one. I'm trying to figure it out right now.
I've been trying to really make up my mind what I'm gonna call it. But I'm gonna let the fans choose, though. I think I'm gonna let the fans choose. A fan actually already told me a name before, and I'm like, oh, I might use that. I might use that. So, you know, I don't know. I might let Bank pick it.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Whatever you want.
Bank ain't gonna pick it for me, matter of fact.
Oh, really? That's it.
That might
you branding it. That, ain't you?
Yeah, that might need to be it. Oh, really, the album? Oh, that'll be cold.
That's hard. We looking for it.
For sure.
What you want? You got anything you want to say to the young nigga?
Man, don't let the internet hype you up to get your boat smoked, man. Don't let them do it, man.
Yeah, smoky boots are never good.
Yeah, man. Don't do it, man. Don't feel like you gotta live up to this image, like to impress Instagram. You don't have to beef with niggas on Instagram. You don't even as far as like niggas who ain't even like got it like that, like niggas who ain't rich and shit like that. You don't have to feel like because that nigga got them fucking all them chains on and all this shit that you gotta live up to that. You don't have to be like that, bro. You don't have to don't let Instagram make you feel insecure or like that you have to be a certain type of way, bro. You gotta get out the mud. Like everybody been through that stage and shit like that. Before that nigga had them chains, bro, he was at a certain point in his life where he was just like you. So don't feel bad about that shit because you don't got that shit, because you gonna get that shit one day if you work for that shit. And then, you feel me? So don't let Instagram fuck you up.
Big facts.
There it is. Big shouts out to Doughboy. Check us out. www.bigfactspod.com. Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand, it's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products, it's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.